FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says the registration of spaza shops is aimed at formalizing the township economy. He was speaking at the Presidential Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises and Cooperatives Awards in Johannesburg yesterday. Last week, the president gave vendors 21 days to register their businesses with local municipalities. It's amid a growing number of foodborne illnesses, which have left at least 25 children dead. Ramaphosa says small businesses are a vital part of supporting local communities and economies.
The registration process is not meant to punish, it is meant to ensure that everything that has to do with the running of a business, from a health point of view, from a legal point of view, from an accountability point of view, is properly run.
Eskom says it's finalized measures for zero buyers to update their prepaid meters beyond tomorrow's deadline. Officials say meters using key revision number 1 will no longer accept electricity tokens. They have to be upgraded to key revision number 2, and it will cost a customer 12,000 rand to replace the meter if it stops working. But spokesperson Daphne Mogoena says those who've connected illegally to the grid can go to legal vending sites with their meter numbers to buy electricity.
They will be issued with their key change tokens by the vending agents to make their meters KRN2 compliant. This action of purchasing credit tokens must be completed before Sunday, 24 November 2024, to trigger the activation of the meter to the KRN2 mode. Once the meter has been activated by the purchase of electricity, the customer can then visit any of the Eskom sites to complete the conversion process. The final step can be completed after 24 November 2024.
She's explained how to verify your meter's readiness.
Enter 1-844-674-0738-4377-2416 on your meter keypad. If it shows 1 or 1.2, your meter still needs to be recoded. If it shows 2 or 2.2, your meter is already updated and requires no further action.
The family of a British woman who died after drinking shots thought to contain methanol in Laos says she's been taken far too soon. Simone White is one of 6 tourists known to have drunk contaminated vodka during a night out in Vang Vieng this week. A hostel manager was arrested yesterday. A top story, the president says the registration of spaza shops is aimed at formalizing the township economy. Last week, Ramaphosa gave vendors 21 days to register their businesses. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.